Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. I'm looking at a birthday, October 1st, 1989, 8:19 a.m. for a Libra rising. And the first thing I see right at the top of this chart, Jupiter in Cancer, 10th house, career, reputation, how the world sees you. And Jupiter is transiting Cancer now, which means you're in a Jupiter return, a full reset of everything attached to your name and the outer world. This is the universe asking you, what have you been known for the last 12 years? And what do you want to be known for in the next 12 years? This is not rhetorical. That is the assignment. That natal Jupiter in Cancer is in opposition to a stellium in Capricorn in the fourth house, home, family, roots. And both points are squared by your Libra stellium in the first house, ascendant, Mars, Sun, Moon. That is a T-square. And you are the pressure point. Career pulling one way, home and family pulling the other. And it all lands on your identity right on top of your head. The release of a T-square is the empty leg, Aries, your seventh house. Relationships, partnerships, the tension between who you are, what you do, and where you come from releases through your one-on-one connections. And this is your first house perfection year, the end of one 12-year cycle and the start of another. A year meant to be about self, but self is exactly where all the pressure is sitting. So how do you focus on yourself when the chart keeps routing the answer through your relationships? This may be a year of mirrors, people and situations reflecting things back to you about yourself that you haven't been able to see. The pattern in the mirror is the lesson. Mars, Sun, and Moon all clustered on the ascendant, and Mars is under the beams of the Sun. That drive is operating in the dark, maybe even from yourself. And the ascendant is how you're perceived. So what you think you're projecting and what people are actually receiving from you may be two different things. Your Sun is in fallen Libra, Moon is right on the ascendant, the emotional body is completely visible, worn on the outside. Some say you wear your emotions on your sleeve. And the influence of the mother or the maternal figure, the way that shaped you, that shows up clearly in your chart. For the better or for the worse, Libra rising makes Venus the chart ruler. Venus in Scorpio in the second house, conjunct Pluto, the planet of transformation, in the house of money, value, self-worth. The thing running the whole chart is sitting next to Pluto. Venus in detriment in Scorpio, Mars in detriment in Libra. But they're in mutual reception, each in the other sign. That means they're able to work together. Except Mars is hidden under the beams, and Mars rules the seventh house of relationships and the second house of money. The drive behind your most important connections and your finances is operating underneath the surface. The key to balancing your relationships may be transforming what you value, what you decide you're worth, who gets access to you, and why. Something specific came through when I sat with this chart. Inheritance. Jupiter exalted in Cancer, opposing Saturn in his domicile in Capricorn. There's a legacy here, an older family connection, something passed down, quietly shaping the financial and emotional story of this life. This is a heavily cardinal chart. You initiate and you complete. That's your real strength. But there's almost nothing immutable signs, which means flexibility, rolling with disruption, letting things be imperfect. That's where the resistance lives. The one mutable placement is Mercury in Virgo in the 12th house. Hidden, precise, exacting. A critical inner voice that never fully surfaces, but holds everything to an impossible high standard. Yourself, your work, and maybe the people around you. Is that hidden perfectionism the thing throwing the balance off in your relationships? The very place the chart says the tension needs to release. And you are Life Path 11. The master number reduces to 2. The peacemaker. Here to master balance in relationships. That's the whole curriculum. But internally. But you got the planet of war in the first house, in detriment, under the beams, and Mars ruling your relationships and money house, a chart ruler next to Pluto in the house of self-worth. The war is quiet, but it hasn't stopped. The transformation lives in the second house, in what you value, in what you decide you're worth. That's where the shift happens. Jupiter is resetting your reputation zone. The table is being cleared. Who do you become in the next 12 years after you've done that work? If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. If you would like one of these readings, go to iamastrologyreadings.com, hit booking. If you want to have a private conversation with me, you can book that there too. I'd like to have that private conversation with you. The conversation is free. The time isn't. If you want to show your appreciation to I Am Astrology Readings, PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, I'm Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself and balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.